Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, gosh, so very loves. And darn sexy people. Yay! It's Sunday and we get to do the show. It's one of my favorite days of the week, one of my favorite times of the week. It always reminds me of that commercial with it dogging, you know, cat. Anyway, it's a great commercial about every moment of the dog's life is his favorite part of the day, and the cat ends up going, yeah, whatever. Anyway, don't know why I went there, but I'm sure we'll find out. Okay, a few announcements here. Boy, if you missed the last webinar and you are wondering how your inner child is running you, you ought to go grab it, guys. I learned a lot. I learned a lot from Dr. Wilson, and she gave us some great tools about how to spin ourselves in the moment. One of the most interesting things that came out of it was that when we have a reaction when we're little or a traumatic moment, it literally locks itself physically in our body. And then when any moments like that arise that happen to remind us of that, our body goes into that same immediate physical reaction, and then the emotional reaction comes. I thought it was the other way around. So that makes a lot of sense about, you know, those times when you can just feel the energy surge through your body, call it panic, call it fear, fight or flight, and it's just like automatic, and you go, oh, my God, where did that come from? Well, now you know. It was a great webinar. I was really proud of the things that we put together on that. So, of course, you can still find that on imdwallace.com. If you want to talk to me today or even think you might want to talk to me, press 1 now. It's a new switchboard. We kind of need to know how many people are going to want to have a question here. Our next webinar is Violence in America and the World. And the channel has promised, first of all, to give us peace. Isn't that interesting? To give us peace about the violence in America and the world, to give us more understanding, and to give us directions about how we can participate with the collective consciousness to create more peace and disarm, that's the highest word, disarm the very core things, vibrations, frequencies, that are creating this violence with ISIS and the shootings and refocusing on racism so much, I find is really interesting also. So, yeah, be there or be square, April 21st. Creation Station's coming up. I'm thrilled. We've got sign-ups already. I want to remind you that if you want to do the first training of this amazing work, you have to sign up by May 15th. Because I've got to make the decision whether we're going ahead with it or not, and that depends on how many signups we have. Okay, I think that's probably all the announcements. They want to talk a little bit about believe today. And as you know, much of the work is based on as you believe, it is delivered to you. So, I specifically want to focus a moment on your beliefs about the world. if I said the world is, if I said, if we were doing true or false, the world is fair, true or false. The world is giving, true or false. The world is safe, true or false. The world absolutely works on principle and not happenstance, true or false. I want you to really start looking at your perceptions and beliefs around the world, because that's from doing all of these privates, that is where I'm finding most people are falling out. We've done a lot of searching and recreating around self-love. But, you know, to say, oh, I love me, I love me, I love me, but the world doesn't, and the world's against me, or it's a tough world out there, or I love me, but I can't do what I want for me because the world, you can see, first of all, it does not match. You can't really love yourself if you see a world that doesn't love you. And it's going to minimize your creation greatly. And then how do you see yourself in this world? Do you see, okay, true or false, I'm accepted, I'm loved by people and the world, I'm safe and secure, I am respected by this world, I am a powerful force in this world. Until we really get the excitement and magnificence and awesomeness that we're creating it all, we still get to push the finger about why we can't, you know. Well, I couldn't because I didn't have. I couldn't because you wouldn't give. I couldn't because the world wouldn't play ball with me, right? And that just gives us an out. And anything that gives us an out, guys, takes us out of self-creation, which is the very definition of living self-love. So the last thing they wanted to bring in before we go to the calls is, and this was something I've been tracking with myself, because I got some great news this week, which you will read in the e-blast. Yes, it's a tease, but I want you to celebrate the e-blast with me tomorrow and my great news. But I noticed that there was a part of me that I was holding back from this amazing celebration that I should be having inside of myself. And when I was looking into it, the channel said, well, okay, Dee, there's two things going on here. First of all, is it as exciting to you when it's your own creation as it is when you thought it was just a miracle? Interesting, right? And the other thing is, okay, you created this, but you're never finished creating. So get excited that this goal that you met allows for further creation of something new into a more expanded place now. Because, my beautiful people, when we stop creating, we don't know who we are. You've got to keep creating always in your life if you're going to be happy. That's what we're here to do. That's who we are. We are creation creating itself. So when we really embrace ourselves as a miracle and keep creating, you know, I mean, the one energy didn't stop at a tree. It just kept expanding out. And that's what we're supposed to keep doing so it can be, keep doing it and keep knowing itself in a more expanded way. Okay. So around all this, we claim, and claim is demanding and commanding and directing. The symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I know I'm the miracle. I know I am the creation of me and the world I live in. I accept the responsibility of self-creation, and I accept the excitement of being that, the physical excitement of knowing that I reach my goals, that I'm an awesome creator, and that I'm always expanding outwards, and so it is. All righty. We be going to the calls. I'm going to start with Jeannie. Jeannie, you were on, weren't you, the webinar?
Yes.
What did you think?
It was wonderful.
You got a few insights there, didn't you, baby?
Yeah. So did Mary, so did Anne, so did everybody.
Yeah, so did I, for sure.
Yeah, I know. It was wonderful. You've got to listen to it, everyone, because Dee kept saying, wait a minute, that's for me too.
Yeah, well, we started the darn thing out with, I got a whole new page that I'd never gotten to start the show, and there was nowhere to start the recording of the show. And I knew I had to record it, and I
was a riot. You should have heard her.
I was talking my way through it, though. I'm going, I can do this. I am not going to panic. I can figure this
now,
out.
And
I did.
That was the second. The first was, God damn it, I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, all right. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Stephen, I didn't announce that. All right, I've got to tell everybody that we are going out now on AM radio, so we cannot swear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh,
no,
darn
okay.
It.
I did not. I should have announced it up front, but Stephen, make a note that you have to get that one out. he's laughing at me right now. But yes, that expletive is probably
deleted.
How I started. Yes. So, Jeannie, what can we do for you today?
Well, I just wanted to point out to everyone that when we get frustrated, we have these expletives, and they... Yeah, you delete it afterwards because you don't want anything negative to come back to hit you in the fanny. But they are necessary to get the frustration out and also to help your mind go, wait a minute, why did I say that? Oh, here's the answer.
Yeah, stuffing energy doesn't work. So whatever you have to do to open up the flow, you know, that's what you want to do, and then regain your balance. So you're not in reaction, which is exactly what I walked myself through. And, you know, Dr. Wilson was explaining to me, well, you know, Dee, you come from an alcoholic background, which says I have to take care of everybody or everybody dies, pretty much, was my childhood. So even in kind of an inane situation like this, here you were, you had your community waiting for you. You were the one responsible for taking care of this recording and this two-hour event. And automatically your body went into, I'm letting everybody down. And I went, oh, my gosh, that's so true. That panicked, zingy electrical feeling.
Right.
That goes through you before you even know it's coming.
Right.
And, yeah, we went into a lot of understanding. I thought she gave us a lot of great tools.
She
too.
Did.
Yeah, I've used them already.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, do you...
I have a question.
Yes,
yes.
Good.
I just would like a confirmation, which I rarely ask for. But I did a healing last night on two friends of mine, each with two severe different problems over the phone after the ice skating, which is their favorite thing in the whole wide world. And I was told that, yes, it has been successful. One is a coronary patient, the other gallbladder. And I
okay,
had...
They would like, Jeannie, for you to... expand your question when you do your testing.
Mm-hmm.
and be a little bit more definitive. And this goes for all of the healers on the phone here, which you all are, by the way. Yes, your part in it was successful. Only one of them received it.
Okay.
And that's their choice.
That's right.
So we can, you know, I can bring you all the information. I can guide you into how to balance all the energy. And you have to accept it and continue your own work in holding the shift. Or some people just, you know, don't receive it.
Oh, I mean, definitely.
You know, Jeannie, we've all had people, and you've even heard them on this show, not many, but we've even heard them on the show. Yeah, but, yeah, I hear you, Dee, but, yeah, but, and they want to argue, right?
I know.
Well, and that's, we can point that out to them with love. And sometimes I'm really tough love, as you hear on this show, and go, look, I seriously, I'm not going to be able to help you or guide you anymore until you relinquish and want to do this. And a lot of times we're doing that because we don't really want to know the truth because it's going to be painful. But once we know the truth and walk through the pain of the realization of it, we're free. So that's your answer. Just, and did she or he receive it? Because if you get a no on that, then there might be work that you need to do with them. And oftentimes, it's simply pointing out to them that they didn't allow them to receive all of it.
She received it, and I spoke to him while I was waiting for the show to start.
He hasn't yet.
And he said, well, yeah, but there could be other problems.
Yeah, see. So
but
he wants to hold on to.
That's right.
He wants to hold on
so
to.
So I gave him a quick reminder as to watch his words, whatever we say, our bodies adapt to.
And the point is, people, if we don't say it's done, it can't be done. Again, this is what I'm finding the most challenging concept for you all to get is that you literally have to say it is before it is.
Right. And the doctor said that on the webinar even and intimated very strongly that whatever we're told, our bodies believe.
Yeah.
And if a medical doctor says you've got this.
If you
hey,
don't, if
your
you
body
don't
goes,
hey,
I got it.
Yeah, unless you consciously
do
create
away.
It in
right.
a different way. That's
right.
why I tell you, if you're going to watch TV doing the work.
Exactly.
Right? And
because I had
and
this, I had an instance of this on Thursday with my podiatric sports medicine doctor who said, I don't know why you're wearing those socks that come up above your ankle. They're pressing on all the blood vessels. You're going to get a blood clot. Then I had to go to the tax person, and then it was cold and no buses and blah, 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 blah. By the time I got home, my foot was really swollen, and I said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And I went into, oh, my God, I'm getting a blood clot.
Yeah.
So I picked up the phone and called Mary because I couldn't calm me
yeah,
down.
Look, yes, you can.
I did, finally. But, you know, it's that initial
well,
reaction.
Well, the point is you want to do it as soon as he says it.
Right.
Okay, guys, you need to be that conscious. And that means even walking down a street when somebody passes you.
Exactly.
See, this fine-tuning stuff is a lot of what we do in the Creation Station weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching this. All right, I got to move on to the
Goodbye.
Next caller, baby.
Love
you.
Happy Palm Sunday, everyone. Blessings.
Yes. Blessings. Thank you. Okay, we're going to Kathy in Maryland.
Hello there.
Hi, darling.
Long time no talk to you.
Yeah, where the heck have you been?
Oh, hiding. I've been having a lot of health problems lately and inflammation in the body. and we're trying to figure out if it's RA, but I don't think it is, and I'm thinking that this Humira I'm taking is making my body worse.
Well, there's a multitude of things you just said in those few sentences. First of all, I'm not a doctor. I'm only going to address the energetic for you. A, you said, I have a lot of inflammation. Inflammation is going to cause everything. Do you understand? Inflammation comes from an immune system that's not in balance, and vice versa. They affect each other. You also said, they say I have RA, and I don't think I do. You also said, I'm taking Humira, and I think it's making things worse.
Right.
So let's go back to as you believe it's delivered to you. If you think you're taking Humira and you think it's making it worse, you will find clues that absolutely support that because you have to deliver your belief to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Basically, what I heard you say, if I put all of it together, is I don't trust the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes and no, because I'm trying to figure this out also on my own, because it doesn't seem like the medicine's working. And he goes, well, just come back and try a couple more shots and come back in 6 weeks.
Yes, I know, but you said they say I have RA. I don't think I do.
Right.
They've got me on Humira. I don't think it's working. You don't trust the doctors. And if you don't trust the doctors, Kathy, you don't trust the world. So that is the energetic core of what's going on with you. And it really got plugged in. We're going about 3 years ago is energetically when this started, 3 to 3.5 years ago with a male, something that happened with a male that puts you out of trust with the world. Anything coming up?
Could be my boss.
Okay, what happened?
Well, he was nasty and mean, but he was like that to everybody.
Well, it doesn't matter what he was like to everybody. Your physical experience with him
put
you into fight or flight every time you were there.
It did.
Yeah. Okay, and when we're in fight or flight, our adrenals get compromised, our thyroid gets compromised, our immune system ultimately has to get compromised. That's why stress is such a big cause of so many of the maladies that we have today, because it crashes our immune system. So
the good news is he's retiring in May.
Yeah, but do you understand it's not about him?
Right, I know that.
Well,
I know.
No, you don't know that because you keep thinking that him going away is going to create something different. But that's like, do you understand he's already slammed your nail, your foot with a hammer?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got to bring yourself into balance from the damage that's already done.
And how do I do that?
Well, hold on. They want to give you a core belief here. Okay. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And do this, they screamed in my head, was deal with this life anymore. I just don't think I have enough energy to put up with all this BS. So talk to me, because I am assuming, I don't know a lot about RA, but I'm assuming it slows you down.
Right.
Okay. It makes you stop. It makes you rest more. It gives you a reason not to deal with the world so much. Is that true?
No, I don't. No, I've been pretty happy, but I just, all of a sudden with this medicine, the two things that I'm taking is making me very tired, and I don't like it.
Okay, well, it's interesting, this call right after the discussion with Jeannie, because, and you know, Kathy, this is not me, this is the channel, and they have a question for you. Do you want to know or not?
Yeah.
Because, well, okay, then they're giving you the advice. Of course, I always tell you guys, you're your highest answer.
Right.
But you've got to let go of all of this anger and judgment and get yourself back in balance from the damage that you allowed this man to do to you, so that you start creating within yourself peace, balance, love, joy, not waiting until he goes, but knowing that he was the very catalyst that came in to teach you this.
I know he did.
Okay, but you haven't held your balance, sweetheart. You're way, way, way out of balance, and that's what this is about, because you're angry. You have to deal with your anger. He has become representative of the world. And they're saying, if you are really truthful with yourself and look at some of the thoughts you've had, not only about him but about the world, you will mm-hmm. see how angry you are. And you are turning that inward towards your body. Your body is expressing that anger and grief. Anger and grief. And, of course, you know, guys, any time we allow someone to take our power away, and I'm a pro at talking about this subject because this is what started all this work. Not only are we angry, but we're in deep grief because we know on some level that they took our life force from us, because we allowed it. So we're angry at ourselves, we're angry at them, right? And that's the core of what you called about to get today. The more work you do on rebalancing yourself in forgiveness and love and joy, the more you heal, Kathy. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Boy, she's probably sitting there going, yeah, I'm really happy I called in after all this time. Caroline in Ontario, hi, you're on.
Hi, my beautiful love.
Hello. I like that greeting.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. First, I surround everybody here, and myself included, in love and light. We're just all so brave to all and beautiful to all be here experiencing all this.
Yes, we are.
So, let's just test something quick, just because I'm not feeling it, but do I still have anger and deep grief?
I get a no on that.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, that's such good news.
And I know that came through the
I'm
channel.
I'm so proud of me.
The first thing that came up for me is, well, we all do. So when it went to no, I went, yeah, good thing I'm in the channel, you know, because I would have responded as D as, well, I'm sure we all do, but I get a no. And that's the right question.
Oh, that's absolutely, that's so beautiful. Because, yeah, I came in as a victim and I no longer am. So, yeah, wonderful.
Isn't it?
The reason
freedom,
that I
isn't
came
it?
To, it's such freedom. It's
yeah.
such freedom. It's breath. It's peace. It's air. It's space. It's beautiful.
Yes. Perfect words. Do you
so
have another question, sweetheart?
I do. Well, it's a question. It's. I'm going to put it through and see what comes through. I've been dreaming of being retired, living across the street from my horse. I kind of squished my dream a little bit because I used to want to have my own horse farm and play with horses and teach natural horsemanship and do animal communication and be retired early. And it's all part of my big dream, right?
Okay, so get to your question.
And this morning I'm walking the field and I'm thanking the universe for it having already come through, moving across the street from where my horse is now. Where am I at with my dream?
That's not the right question. The right,
right.
question was, they want to give you two things to bring into alignment. that will create your dream faster. Sheets. Give me a song.
I love it. Wow, I didn't think it would be this, but Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay. So inadvertently, you are putting it in the future.
Okay.
It's done now.
Yeah.
Ask as though it's already received.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Thank you that I'm already across the street. I'm so happy I'm living across the street from my horse. I'm so happy I'm living across. Okay?
So I drive by the house, and I go, wonder why I'm leaving my house, because I live there. So, yeah, I'm doing that. So you said
you're almost doing that and not quite.
Okay.
You're saying the words.
Okay.
You're saying the words.
Okay.
But they want you to, like we talked about in the beginning of the show, they want you to bring your body experience into it. Jump up and down, right?
Yep.
And stamp your feet. I'm so happy I'm living in that house across from my. So that your body automatically gets the experience as it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the second thing is sheets. Give me a movie.
Is there a movie called Hallelujah?
Yes.
Okay.
Again, is this just it's just a kind of a further affirmation. You said you're already doing it, but you really aren't doing Hallelujah, It's Done. And they're saying neither am I. So you and I are going to go, Hallelujah, it's done. We put our order in. We know the dinner's, being cooked right now. It's delivered to us. We can feel it. And they want, again, to give us some information about why there's a little part of us. Well, okay, back to the child again. There's a little part of us that's kind of afraid to say, oh, my God, I got it. Because what if I don't?
Or that we're doing the wrong thing, because maybe we did the wrong thing.
No, well, that could be part of it, yeah. But also, God, what if we don't?
Yeah, you got it.
You know? Well, and then I'll have to look at my belief system, and then I'll have to look at the world, and I'll have to see everything letting me down again, and... but the point is, guys, it's not going to turn around until we say Hallelujah. That's
Hallelujah.
Really say Hallelujah, it's done, and I know it, and my horror line is straight, strong, and through the ID point around that, then it's done. And then get out of the way, baby cakes, because the universe will create it for you better than you can ever imagine. Okay?
I'm ready.
All right. And it's now. It's done. All right, Caroline.
Yes.
Thank you. Boy, there was some good reminders there. Patty, what's going on with you, baby cakes?
This show is fabulous.
Thank you.
I want to know, I've been getting really nauseous, and someone mentioned that that's repressed emotion. I was so sick on Tuesday, I completely forgot about the webinar, which I signed up for.
Oh, baby. Well, you know you can get it.
Yeah. No, I'm so grateful for that. So, but
the first thing that they're telling me is you've heard and allowed yourself to accept a lot of the... direction from doctors and society that the treatment you're on creates nausea.
I can handle a bit, but this has just been a lot.
Yes, but you asked me what you could do about it, and they're saying the first thing is don't accept that has to be there. Okay? So, when I say you've directed your body to handle the chemo with joy and love, and it flows through you and and strengthens you and is in harmony with everything in your body. You haven't done that, have you, Patty?
Not completely. I'm working on that.
So, again, everybody, this seems to be a reminder course about all the little places we're falling out this show. We have to and feel exactly what we want. And what you want, you see, if you're going to do the chemo, and you are, what you want is for the chemo to be in harmony in every way with you, mentally, spiritually, physically, chemically, cosmically,
okay,
and emotionally, and dimensionally.
Okay?
That puts a whole different spin on, oh, my God, how can I handle this poison? That's going, I'm going to accept that this can be in harmony with me. Are you feeling that difference?
Yes.
Okay. There's a second thing they want to give you. Just give me a movie, please.
It's not, it's a Julie Roberts, but Notting Hill.
Okay. Well, Nottingham Hill or whatever it is
yeah,
all about people denying love, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were
yeah,
fighting it. They were going, oh, I shouldn't do this, and he's not the one, and blah. I'm pretty sure I have the right. Is this where we're going? Yeah. Instead of accepting that that's the way they feel. So part of healing miraculously from the energetic point of view is accepting in every way the disease or dis-ease or challenge,
yeah,
or whatever word is more comfortable for you. There's a part of you, Patty, that still is not in acceptance of it. And if we're not in acceptance of something, whether it's lack of money or sickness or spousal abuse or a crummy boss, right? If there's a part of us that's not in acceptance, we can't use all the energy to redirect because we're fighting it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So accept it and joyfully, and I know that's a challenge with a sickness, but you want to joyfully bring in that experience to your body. I accept all of you, and I'm directing this, you know, treatment that I've chosen to be in harmony with me now, that I harmonize with it going through my body, that I accept it, and that I started to say handle it, and they crossed me out big time. It's not that you handle it. Oh, it's that you create it, okay, being easy and effortless and more joyful. And
okay.
I know that's a big task, and I know that you can do it, Patty, because you've come so
yep,
far, baby, so far in this work, and the recreation of who you are. Okay?
Yeah.
So
up
till this time, they want us to balance everything. We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. With an open heart, everybody, we claim I am divine love, and so it is. Yeah, what else, honey?
I had anointing of the sick on Thursday.
You had what?
I had anointing of the sick slash, it's the same thing as last rites with my neighbor. And I just wanted to balance that out because I feel like I completely haven't gotten that. You know, it's kind of like I'm forgiven for everything that I've done.
That's not true because you haven't forgiven yourself for everything you've done.
That's what I feel, yeah.
Well, so do it.
Okay.
Nobody can do it but you. That's what I mean. That's what Jeannie and I were talking about. You know, you can be blessed till the world looks level. If you go, oh, no, I'm not, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You're the God of you. You know that. So yeah. Why do you need anybody else to forgive you for everything you've done? God doesn't think you've done anything wrong anyway.
Yeah.
Just the God of Patty thinks she's done a lot of stuff wrong. That is not self-love, baby. And self-love is what's going to heal you. Okay?
Thank you. Thank
you.
Welcome. And I love you. And congratulations on the AM. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I should announce, too. I'm not quite sure if it's Monday and Tuesday or Tuesday and Wednesday, but my general hospital's on this week. Everybody wanted to be sure I reminded them, so I am. All right, Tasha, good grief. How's the lung, baby?
Hi, it's much better. And
good.
I called in to thank you because what you wrote to me really made all the difference. If I love myself, what do I decide? And then that really made it clear for me because, yeah, I decided to choose health and what that was and what that felt like. So I played in it. And my lung has completely unfolded.
Oh, beautiful.
And my doctor was still insisting during the checkup that I have all these surgeries, even though my lung is completely unfolded. And I feel like, I mean, that's a precaution that they recommend to everybody is, you know, like we do this and we do this. And actually what I feel is that I needed, what I've given myself is an opportunity to really heal myself. And so I've kind of lovingly now refused to do these surgeries because I don't feel I need them. What
okay,
I need to do is
Tasha,
to actively play and join.
They're giving me one thing they want you to get on top of. Don't allow any of your decisions to be made because you're fighting the doctors. And those words are in quotes in front of my eyes, fighting the doctors.
Sure.
You have created the doctors, and all of us create our doctors.
Yes.
To guide us and help us in our health and wellness.
Yes.
Now, sometimes we create doctors that we go, no, I ain't buying that, so that we can stand up and recognize our own creative capacity. Oftentimes we create doctors as angels who come in and help us save ourselves.
Well, they've done both for me, so.
Why does it go to no? Is it about, okay, so it's not about the doctors. Again, it's about your perspective of the doctors and the world. Okay, now they want to go to a core belief because this represents a core belief. This pain. Yeah. 7. Okay, I'm scared to death to go. Oh. Hold on. All kinds of stuff's coming in at me. They want to replace death with life. So Tasha, if I say your perspective of life and living and you really, really, really want to be here, and you're honest, what's your response to that?
I'm not sure.
They're saying there's a very buried fear in there of staying alive. Oh, God, now they're showing me the Nazi camps.
I do have a lot of fear in my body at the moment that I constantly readdress.
Well, I think we need to get to what that fear is about. And basically, as quickly as we can do it on the show, it's your body remembering lifetimes and lifetimes of, well, These are the words, agony and pain around being alive. So in other words, life is harder than death. That's the highest, most correct, most complete thing they want to give you today.
And your body
is experiencing that from past lives. When I say from this life, I get a no. But this is the lifetime you get to put it down for good.
How do I do this? Because I'm ready.
Well, now, you've taken Creation Station 1 and 2. How do you do it, Tasha? You know how to do this. All of you know how to do it. You go into fear when big things come up like this, but the principles are the same. So now you know.
I have to love it and decide it's done.
You want to direct your body to allow that chemical, physiological, physical response, allow it to dissipate from your body memory, from your muscle memory, from your chemical memory, from your water memory. Okay? That in this lifetime, you are choosing that life and living life is joyful and easy and fun and free. Because that's what this is representing. So then, of course, you go to your love place and you feel into your love place while you're directing all this so that your body gets a whole new physical, physiological experience around being alive. Holy heck. Let's just all do that right now. Let's go to our love place. You should all have one if you follow the show. And fill yourself up with that experience. And know that living life and living life in health and ease with more than enough money and joy, beautiful, divine right relationships, that's what life feels like when we live it in conscious creation. And we choose that, we demand it, we direct ourselves and the world to give us living in the experience of that. This is our commitment to ourselves with self-love and to the world with self-love, and so it is. And now you stay conscious, you know, Tasha, and the more you can go to your love place, guys, you see, we talk about these things and we get it down and you do it for a couple of weeks and you start seeing the results and then you stop doing it. You have to use the tools. You get to use the tools. You're blessed to use the tools that they've given you consistently because every moment you're creating moments that happen in the future, but they're created right now. So if you go out of your love place, if you don't do the red dot, if you don't use the love hover, right, if you don't think consciously, if you don't say, this is what I want and I'm going to feel into it, then you're not utilizing all the moments of creation that you have. And pretty soon, believe me, pretty soon it just becomes automatic. But for a month to a month and a half, you got to do it really consciously. Okay?
Yeah, I'm so on board.
Baby.
You have no idea how on board I am.
Well, I think I do. And keep yourself on that train. All right. Much love to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Dee. All right, Shelley in Oregon, what's up?
Hey, Dee.
Hey, honey.
My question has to do with my interaction with others. So I've been starting to meet some men that I feel are on a similar spiritual path to me, which I'm loving that. And we have these amazing conversations, and all of a sudden something changes. I go into judgment of them because I feel like they're able to talk the talk but not walk the walk.
Okay, stop.
And
stop.
I know this is all about me.
It's that there's your perspective right there.
Yep.
So no matter if God walked in, you're going to go, yeah, well, those are pretty words, dude. You got to shift your perspective, honey, because with a perspective like that, nobody can win. They're either going to be that way or you're going to see them that way, whether they are or not.
Yeah.
So who is it that you really don't trust? Yourself.
Exactly.
Well, stop it. You know the principles. Guys, seriously, start talking to your best friend and listen to the poop coming out of your mouth. Those are your perspectives. Those are your belief systems. That's the life you are creating until you decide you want to see the world and yourself in the world in a different way. I'm asking if there's anything higher, Shelley, and I'm getting a no. But you want some other answer, don't you, baby?
No, I don't. I needed that confirmation. On the surface, I felt that's what it was. But this hit me to my core, and I know that now.
Okay, so start allowing yourself, you know, to see men as beautiful and nurturing and see yourself as saying exactly what I want. And in this day-to-day, I'm going to trust me every moment to create exactly what I know I want. And I'm going to feel the love around that. I'm going to know it's already delivered to me. Yippee. I'm going to jump up and down like a little girl and then go have a drink with these guys and have some fun. Good grief, woman.
Okay.
You know, because ultimately, sex is great, Shelley. I'm just ending on that note. Love you, honey. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
OMG. Okay, Lauren, I'm going to take your call, but it has to be very quick, honey. What's up?
Okay, thank you, Dee. I'll try to make it as quick as possible. Well, I think you may have already answered my question, but can you just look at my energy and see? I've been sick for a couple of years, and I think it's because I don't, you know, I just felt painted, like I painted myself into a corner in my life, and I just didn't know where to go from there. And so I feel like I'm going in the right direction now. I'm working. I have my big red dot in my bedroom where I meditate.
Good.
And I'm trying to do the self, you know, I feel like I'm getting to know myself better and loving myself more, but can you just see if that's true?
I get a yes on absolutely everything you said.
Okay.
I've been testing since you've been talking. They did yell Tasha in my ear while you were talking. So there's a little bit of that going on with you.
Right.
Gosh, living takes more energy.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know,
that's what it feels like. It's easier to, yeah, it's not easy to live. That's
yeah.
How
well, okay, can you turn that perspective around? Because
well,
until you do,
fine.
You keep fighting yourself.
Yeah.
So, you wake up every day, guys, and you state your intentions and you direct yourself. And this morning, I'm going to choose that life is easy to live and joyful to live. And I'm going to look for every opportunity and every thought that can support that.
Okay.
Now, they're giving me some beautiful words for you. If
okay.
you painted yourself into a corner, paint yourself out of it.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
They want you to know it's that simple.
Okay.
And your perspective about life needs to shift for that simplicity. Guys, I'm telling you, it is nothing more than miraculous. When you shift how you look at things consistently in joy and love, it's miraculous how your life will start showing up for you in a different way. Thank you, darling, for calling
in. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, Dee. Bye.
All right. For those of you I didn't get to, I'm so very sorry. I just had to spend some more time with people today. Most of our questions were answered, or the information was given to you that if you go within now and look at your perspectives and your belief systems about you, you and the world and the world itself, you will have your answer. Gosh, I just want to hang here with you, but we're out of time. So until we meet again, you know the drill, guys. Love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you're fabulous and you're incredible, and you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.